Blog Talk Radio.
Go ahead.
You normally hear me talk, speak up slush channel. Say I might not, maybe or may not be a pastor, but I think I gotta give me a 2x4 and make sure I got a good chance to get it. Is that all right? I gotta make sure that I got a great percentage. Amen. A win. Come on. And when you come to the house of the Lord, amen, you are the authority of God. Amen. It says that you didn't know he has no chance to defeat you. Y'all didn't go in there. Y'all pray for it. Okay, that's why you need a church. That's why you need a shepherd. Amen. To make sure that the enemy, amen, got to fight his way to get to you. Because he just can't walk up on you, and then he can shine away and take you out. And if you cover, say, I'm covered. I don't know about you, but your name is neighbor. I don't know about you, but I'm covered. Amen. Under the blood of Jesus Christ, I'm covered. I'm covered, right?
Ooh, y'all, that's exciting.
Amen. And so when you go out and use your abilities and your talents, amen, you'll be able to go in peace, your journey in peace. That's why, if you hear about that cover, you say, amen, think about something you can do. Because if you ain't doing that, amen, you ain't going to be there. Come on. Come on, somebody. Come on, say amen. Amen. If you're not even standing, amen, in the gap of intercession, amen, you really want God to show you, amen, what he's going to do with your life, amen, if you can come and tell you to do anything, you'll say it's God. But when you got a prayer life, amen, and you had a pastor, and you had a local church, that's covering you, and we all pray together. I want to know the devil can't trick you. I'm your blessing. Come on, say, he can't trick me. Come on. He can do it. I can see you. Come on, y'all. Come on, when you pray, you better to see what the enemy is doing. Come on, say amen. Hallelujah. So, we're going to talk about, amen, the strategies. Spread, y'all. Give them a. Got about 3 pounds here. Amen. I think I picked up the wrong one. It kind of stretched a little bit. It kind of worn. Is that all right?
Right.
16 minutes. Where we train, equip, provide opportunities for the people of God to become partners in ministry. How many know you got to be determined to do what God released you to do? Jesus said in the 16th chapter, he said, then you received the 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them other 5 talents. How many know he was awarded for his faithfulness? You didn't start out as somebody that didn't have nothing at the real church. Nothing in your family. The most unlikely to succeed. But how many know God can multiply anything that's willing to be multiplied? Y'all need to come over that. Anybody that's willing to go beyond, amen, what they have, what they've seen around them their whole life, amen, how do you know if you begin to say, Lord, increase my holiness, God, increase my insight, God, increase my desire for you, God, I'm working for you, and I just need you to help me. How do you know you can help me? Is that all right? And likewise.
Likewise.
Your brother, sister, look back. Don't get this. This is some jealousy coming. Y'all don't want to be talking. When somebody is working and they're doing good and they're coming out, then all of a sudden everybody thinks you trying to be big shot. You big rollers. You big time. You know, you powerful. Come on. No. Amen. I need to enjoy my blessing because God made the way. Because the Bible says there's no good thing in the way. I don't care how good y'all think we can cope out here. If the Holy Ghost just come in, we'll be, oh, y'all, we'll be terrible. Come on, somebody. It ain't no matter how and where we are not, we ain't always been there. Y'all, come on, somebody, and say, they always been there. But likewise, people have received two, also gain another two. You may not have what everybody else has, but you use what you got to get what you need. Oh, I'm trying to get a few people to break from that. Just use what you got. Use what you got. Just in the corner, use what you got. Use what you got. we can do that church in no time. If all of us tithe, if all of us pray, if all of us put our hands to the plow,
get it done.
No, we can get her done.
Get it done.
See, get her done.
Get it done.
We can get it done. We can get it done for the Lord.
Yes,
God. God said, you know, I'm giving you this opportunity. Some of you missed it 5, 10, 20 years ago. This is your opportunity. Don't let it slip away.
Yes, sir.
Come on, y'all. Let it also slip away. Slip away. Don't let it slip away. Don't let the Holy Ghost slip away. Come on. Don't let this time slip away. Don't let the word. Come on, come on. Come on. But he who had received one went and gave it to the earth. on high, my gift, my talent, or my money. Y'all want to know that God knows what you got. God knows your business. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. And you got to understand that the enemy wants you to hide your gifts and your talents from the Lord. He don't want you to come to the house of the Lord. Because he said, with one or two together, I'm in the midst. Uh-huh. And when there's more than two, there's more God in the midst. Come on. Because uh-huh. You brought a part of God in. And I brought a part of God in. And when we all praise God in, I didn't know we got a power of God. Oh, because we all need one another.
Yeah.
So don't give it. The Bible says, don't let nothing or a person you know or a person you know meet in your future to stop you from loving your church, your assignment, your family, your pastor, your co-pastor, your husband, your wife, and your church. Because let me tell you something. When you start loving one, then all of a sudden you start loving all. Y'all, come on. If you stop loving one another, then down the road, you will stop loving one another. Y'all know it's a cycle. See, once you start on looking at love, that's a whole lot. See, God is dealing with some of you with alcohol. Come on, say alcohol. Little sugar here now and then. And so what you need to do is, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke the alcohol spirit. I rebuke this lying spirit. Come on.
Yes.
I rebuke this unforgiveness spirit.
Uh-huh.
Come on, say unforgiveness. You know, unforgiveness is as bad as drinking a pitiful liquor. Because, man, when you're unforgiveness, you your pressure go up. Y'all need to come on, say amen.
Amen.
You don't get so mad of an ale of a guy. Come on.
Amen.
And you got to say, Lord, I receive the spirit of temperance. Come on, say temperance. I need self control. You know, when you know you feel bad when you start digging to hide your talents, you know something wrong. When you don't want to be used by God, something wrong. See, that's a sign that the enemy is trying to get you to backslide. See, he don't want you to come in before you get started. He don't want me to come in.
But God do.
But God do. My family do.
And I want to.
Galatians 5:7 now says, your enemy is anyone who attempts to sabotage your assignment God has given you for your life.
Huh?
When you start digging, you sabotage it. Come on, somebody. Galatians 5:7-9. And you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But he that endures the end shall be blessed, shall be saved. Come on. Is that all right?
Right.
Read Galatians 5:7-9. Brother David, read that for me. Galatians 5:7-9. Stand and read. This is training, y'all. Galatians 5:7-9. Amen. Go ahead.
He did run well, who did hire you that we should not obey the truth.
Hold right there. Who you want to allow to hinder you? Come on, somebody. Come on. Say, I ain't going to let nobody hinder me.
I ain't going to let nobody hinder me.
Go ahead.
This persuasion cometh not of him that calleth you.
Uh-huh.
A little defeated, left defeated.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I have confidence in you, so Lord.
Say, he got what?
Confidence.
I want to let you know God got confidence. How many read that?
Yeah.
God got confidence in that you're going to do your assignment. You have been sent here by the confidence of God. Not by me, not by your family. God used your family, but I know God sent you here. By the way,
my confidence in through the Lord.
Uh-huh.
That he will be non-otherwise mindful.
Uh-huh.
He that trouble shall bear his judgment.
Uh-huh.
And I read that I yet preach.
Uh-huh.
Circumcision, why do I yet suffer persecution?
Uh-huh.
It is the offense of the fourth seat.
Uh-huh.
I would they were even cut off which troubled you. For reason ye have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for the occasions to the flesh, but by love serve one another.
Amen. Hold right there. How many know that when we here at the River Church, we have to serve one another? Come on, say serve.
Serve.
Before we can serve outside of the house, we first got to learn how to serve in the house. The Bible says love starts at home and then
spread abroad.
Say spread abroad.
Spread abroad.
Say love starts in the house of God. And then it's spread abroad. So you first got to know one another in order for this to be a good church. So hold on, in order for this to be a stable ministry, you first got to get along with one another. Even when we're upset, and I tell you, that's good, right? That's good, number. And I just want to say right now, you, if you love something, if you can't do what I do, there's no loan. A whole lot of people fall out. Amen. Because they loan people money and they won't pay them back. Come on, that's the Holy Spirit now. Nobody told me that's the Holy Spirit now. Stop borrowing money from your family, from your friends, if you can't pay them back. So that's the quickest way to fall out and to start having a fight in church because you pay your tithe and offering, but you want to pay me back. So you're mad at the pastor. No, the Lord of God. I don't do this, but they don't need money. No, you give a deal, and when they call somebody, don't first tell me to go back. Man, I'm about to beat them down because they won't give me my money. I'm about to beat them down when they talk about my mom. I heard. No, we talking about some stuff. Come on, this is all right. I heard her talk about some material. She got that big mouth, but come on.
Yes, sir.
If you don't own nothing, then don't do nothing. Because nothing for nothing. Oh, come on. from your your next season. Oh, I wish I could get somebody back. Amen. Praise God on that. You're on one decision. If you make the right decision, you'll be in the right season. Oh, I wish I could get somebody back. Go get it praised. Go get it praised. I want you to receive it. But if you make the wrong decision, you'll be in the wrong season. Oh, I wish I could get a few people to say, Lord, I'm in the right season because I can live.
Around your neck, write them upon the tip of your heart, then will
You were here in favor and you was good saved. And I said, I'm man in God. Come on, somebody. That's good. That's a benefit when you got favor to see God in name. Proverbs 18 and 16, my last verse. A gift opens the way and ushers the giver into the presence of great people. When you give to God, it ushers you into the presence of great people. That's in Proverbs 18 and 16. When you give, it ushers you into the presence of great men. How many want to get in the presence of